on the home for Bobcat Athletics, 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. This is Marshalltown High School football.
Hey, Bobcat fans, this is head coach Adam Goodman. The countdown to kickoff starts now.
Here's play-by-play coverage with Brandon Lewis and Dylan Doz.
1-3 on the season for the red and blue. They'll face a tough task here tonight as they'll face off against the black and orange of the Valley Tigers. Great to have you tuned in for week number 5. We're excited to be here at Leonard Cole Field. Beautiful night. Lights are turned on. Boy, fall is in the air. It is fall, by the way. We did hit that on Wednesday. Back to return for the Bobcats, it'll be Nick Rebick. And this kickoff all brought to you by Five Star Real Estate Group. Looking to buy or sell your home, call Five Star Real Estate Group. Kristen Polly and Five Star Your Home Team Advantage. Bobcats will receive to start off the game. As out to kickoff is Dawson Tyne. How about him? 18 kickoffs, and 14 of those have gone for a touchback. A big leg. He points to the officials. We're ready to go. Rebick back to return. Boom! Underway. Week number 5. A high, tight end-over-end kick will bounce into the end zone. That'll be a touchback with 12 minutes on the clock to open up the game. The Bobcats will start with the ball at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, really looking with the Bobcats, starting with the football. With Manny having such a good game last week, it puts a lot of that jet sweep on the film. So it'll be interesting to see how they play off that, both giving it to Manny, but also looking at other options if it's Dalen sneaking out on bootleg the other side, playing how they can play off of that. And they've also done a good job of taking someone in motion, faking it to him, and then swinging it back around for a little halfback pass.
Break the huddle out of the pistol formation. The deep back is Remick. Guards is the left of Houston here. Split out to the near side. James Reed, handoff to Remick. He'll go around right tackle. Cuts it back towards the right hash mark. He's going to push the pile. Near first down yardage. It's going to be a nice gain. Right around 8 yards for Nick Remick on first down. That'll bring up second down and short. You know, going back to your point about Manny Kaparie, though, on those jet sweeps, I did kind of think about that as we were doing our preparation and recapping those 80 yards and a touchdown he had last week. You did kind of use your, at least for a couple weeks until that kind of gets a little bit more off film. I think Valley will definitely be keying on that here tonight on those jet sweeps with Manny Kaparie. With the clock running at 11:24 here in the opening quarter, Bobcats on their opening drive out of the shotgun formation with a wide receiver to the near side. Manny Kaparie around that jet sweep. He has it, cuts it back. He's got a first down, and it's going to be a gain of 3 yards and a first down for Manny Kaparie as he's up to the 32-yard line. So another good, solid run there for Kaparie. I thought Valley did a nice job. They kind of closed that edge off, forced him inside, but Manny's just got too much speed to not let it be a couple-of-yard gain right there to pick up the first down, move the chains.
Well, I think that's where Manny's not playing football a lot. He should have bounced that to the outside. The block was kicking the defender inside, but Manny was still able to get upfield, get the first down.
Shotgun formation for the Bobcats here in Dalen, Houston. Play clock is down to 7 seconds. Hand off to Dominic Garth. He'll go right up the gut and get stuffed at the line of scrimmage at the 31-yard line. So it's actually going to be a gain or a loss of 1 yard for the Bobcats. 10.5 minutes to go. Ball resting in the middle of the field. Second down and 11 for the Cats.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. That was with the Bobcats, you really want to do to keep ahead of the chains, and you're going to need to get yards on that first down to set you up in advantageous situations on the second and third. See if the Bobcats look to go to the air here or maybe something on the outside.
At their own 31-yard line, ball still in the middle of the field, second down and 11 after a loss of 1. Dalen Houston will look to roll. He's going to roll out to the far side of the field. He was looking to pass. Rebick is in the flat, but there was two defenders right on him as he made the catch. It'll be gain of 1 yard. It'll be third down and 10, so a gain of actually 2 now. They do mark it at 3rd and 9, so a gain of 2 on the pass play there for Rebick. Boy, there was not a whole lot going on right there as far as anybody being open.
Well, and it's one of those that Valley's very big up front. They run a 3-4 defense, and Raritan on that far side, he's standing, what is he, 6'4", 6'5". There's just not a lot of great sight lines, and Dalen did a good job of putting it right in Nick's breadbasket, but we only got a yard on the play.
Two wide receivers split out to the near side. James Reed, Keegan Gorsuch is in the slot. Houston looks back on a three-step drop. He throws way over the head, about 5 yards deep of the intended target, and Gannon Williams, his tight end, running a little seam route right up the right hash mark, but it was well over his head, and with 9:11 stopped on the opening quarter clock, that'll bring up fourth down and nine. The Bobcats will have to punt it away with Dalen Houston.
We have a flag here.
All right, so an illegal man downfield on the Bobcats. I think this will be declined, and it will be fourth down for the Bobcats, and the special teams unit will come out to punt. So not exactly what you're looking for. I'd see he had Gannon Williams open, but just sailed that ball way too deep. I don't know if he thought there was some safety pressure there on Gannon Williams, but incomplete on the play.
I think that's a play he makes in a year or two. It just looked like he let that ball get away from him, but he definitely had a spot there.
The punt is away. It's high, but it's not going very far to get over midfield. Richard Toe watches it bounce down inside the 40 and ends up being dropped at the 43.5-yard line. So right at the 44 is where the nose of the football will be spotted. On the valley side of the football field, not a huge swing of field position right there on the punt. 9:01 to go in the opening quarter. Valley will take over on their first offensive drive of the night, and good starting field position at their own 44-yard line right here for quarterback Mason Murrow. Comes in with 620 passing yards, 5 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. He's ran it 24 times for 45 yards and 1 touchdown as well. And so we'll see how the senior quarterback at 6'1", 180 will do here as he'll start out of the shotgun. He'll hand it off on first down. Here's a run right over right guard and dragging 3 Bobcats with him is Danny Rankins Jr., who brings in 312 yards of rushing, and that is a first down over midfield into Bobcat territory. A gain of 11-12 yards right there for Rankins Jr.
Yeah, and that really was, they had some motion to that top side, but really it was just a straight up the gut, and they were able, that interior valley or offensive line was able to kick out their block in a wide open 12-yard gain for the running back.
Ball will be put on the right hash mark going left to right on your radio dial in this opening quarter is Valley. They'll hand it off to Rankins Jr. again. He'll bounce it outside. Left tackle breaks 2 arm tackles and breaks through a tackle by Zeke Slocum and picks up another 12 yards. He's got 24 yards on 2 carries and now inside the 35-yard line. Ball spotted up at the 33-yard line, and Rankins Jr., a very tough running back to bring it down as the senior running back at 5'9", 180, very short. Shifty, 6 touchdowns, a 39-yard touchdown is his longest touchdown run of the season. We're nearing 8 minutes here in the opening quarter of play. It's the opening drive for the Valley Tigers after getting the Bobcats to punt it away on fourth down. The Bobcats did move the chains once on their opening drive. They've got 2 wide receivers out to the near side. They're going to look to pass. Murrow fires out to the 30-yard line, caught down to the 29-yard line, and good solid tackling getting out of his linebacker spot is Nick Rebick. Manny Caparier in there to make the tackle as well. On the catch, it's number 10, Reed Schilb. And so far on the season for Schilb, the senior wideout, 6 receptions, 87 yards, and 2 touchdowns coming into this one. Ball still resting on the right hash mark. It's a good catch of about 5 yards, second down, and we'll see 6 or 5 right in that kind of range for the Valley Tigers.
I really like the way Manny's playing cornerback. Great job of reading that and getting the tackle.
Murrow will hand it off to Rankins. No, keeps it himself. The ball comes out late. It's Clay Jakey who was in the area, and they really had to hustle that up. Murrow wanted to keep it himself, and then he thought about handing it off to Rankins Jr., his running back, and in that process, it fumbled it down as Clay Jakey was getting in the backfield looking to make a play. It's going to be a loss of a couple of yards, bringing up 3rd down and 8, as Mason Murrow could just get back on the ball in time before Clay Jakey was able to get out of there and try to disrupt things out of his right end spot.
And this is where the Bobcats have gotten quite a bit of pressure, especially Tristan King up the middle last week. He lived in the backfield.
Rankins will get the handoff. He's going to get up to the 30-yard line and then tries to bounce off to the pile to the far side of the field, but nothing doing. Jakey's one in there to get the tackle as well as Gannon Williams. Ball will be spotted at the 30-yard line. It's a gain of about a yard or 2. It'll bring up 4th down and 7. It's a gain of 1, and we'll see the Tigers go for it here in 4-down territory deep inside their own, inside of Bobcats territory at the 30-yard line.
This is where you expect 88 Eli Raritan to get something, maybe dragging that across the middle or something, using that huge frame for the Valley.
Needs 7 yards to pick up the first down. Morrow out of the shotgun. He has trips to the near side. He's got the big tight end who's going to Notre Dame, who has a first down, and it looks like it's going to be about a yard in there, down to the 23. They needed the 24 for the first down. It'll be an 8-yard gain in the air. Eli Reardon will pick it up. Number 88, the big tight end, ran just a little out route into the flat. 14 receptions coming into the night, 217 yards and a touchdown. That's a nice little route right there that Murrow's just able to fire it out there and let his tight end do the rest of the work.
Yeah, you clear it all with the wide receivers going down and nothing's left underneath, and Reardon able to pick it up.
Reardon is in the slot on the far side of the field, out of the shotgun formation, trips to that far side. They're going to go to Reardon in the back of the end zone. He's got it, and I think he's just going to be out of bounds. That was not Reardon. I think that was Cade Gravengood, yeah, the wide receiver who was able to bring that down. The short route was the tight end in Reardon, but they went to the deep route in Gravengood. And so it's incomplete. He caught the ball, but he was right on that back line, and he's out of bounds. That'll bring up second down and 10. That was a great deep ball, though, by Mason Murrow, the senior quarterback.
Yeah, and really the Bobcats are playing zone on that back side, and that was testing Keegan Gorsuch to make sure he's there where he needs to be. He and Zeke are talking right now, just, I think, about that same thing, making sure Gorsuch is playing his part of that deep zone there.
Timeout for the Tigers with 5:40 to go in the opening quarter. It's second down and 10 when we come back, as the Tigers are at their 22-yard line in Bobcat territory. We're back after this with Bobcat football on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
At Sports Plus Sports Medicine and Physical Therapy Center, we customize each patient's treatment plan to their individual needs. What does that mean? It means that not every back or knee problem is treated the same, and that your program will be unique and designed especially for your needs or problem. This improves how quickly you will return to work or sports. The Sports Plus staff is encouraging and takes pride in your successful recovery. This is just one more reason why champions choose Sports Plus Physical Therapy as their favorite place to rehabilitate and train.
Bobcat football tonight, all brought to you by Sports Plus Sports Medicine and Physical Therapy Center. For over 20 years, where champions rehabilitate and train, as well as independent insurance services with locations in Marshalltown, Toledo, and West Des Moines. 5:40 to go in the opening quarter. It's scoreless between the Tigers and the Bobcats. Valley Tigers are on their first drive of the game. The Bobcats punted on their opening drive of the game here tonight, as the Tigers are spotted up at the 22-yard line and going in just nearly in the Bobcat red zone. They'll break the huddle out of the timeout called by the Tigers. They'll hand it off to Rankins Jr. inside, breaking a couple tackles, spinning around inside. They'll get into the red zone at the 17-yard line. So that is another solid run of 5 yards on second down and 10. It'll be third down and 5 for the Tigers, as they are now inside the red zone for the first time here tonight. As head coach Gary Swenson talking about Mason Murrow, I was watching an interview he had week number one as they took on Waukee Northwest. They won 42-41 in the inaugural game for Waukee Northwest. But he just liked Murrow and what he had about him, the confidence and ability. Boy, I see a very confident senior quarterback, and he is very right about that. Third down and 5. It's a read, and they will keep it with Murrow, the quarterback. He'll run it right up the gut to the 10-yard line. That'll be a first down. It's a gain of 7 yards right there on the option keep right there. They faked the handoff to Rankins. Murrow took it right up the gut. He had great blocking following his center all the way down to the 10-yard line. Ball resting on the right hash mark as Valley is driving left to right on your radio dial. Lights taking full effect as sun is setting off to our west here tonight. A beautiful night for the first game in fall for the Bobcats.
Yeah, very much so. Bobcats got to strengthen up that D. A lot of left to right action by Valley, really opening up some holes. Bobcats are going to have to read that and be able to read and react.
Murrow's going to hit it off to Rankins as they fake a jet sweep. He's down inside the 10-yard line, finally dropped at the 8-yard line on second down and goal at the 8. It will be for the Tigers. Tristan King checks back in for the Bobcat defensive line as Quanyan Kwani will check out. Quanyan Kwani had a great game last week. 3 tackles, the junior, number 74. We really love this kid. I mean, he's got great size, good athleticism, and he's really a good guy on that second line of that defensive line to bring in and make some plays.
We knew what we were going to get out of Tristan, at least an idea, and we kind of knew what we'd get out of Dom. But really, Kwani's been a really nice, he's been that third tackle in there making plays, clogging lanes.
Valley will go for it, shoots it to the near side, diving for the end zone on an 8-yard play. It's down to the 1. It'll be a 7-yard pickup for the Tigers as they sling it out to the near side. Reed Schilb, as the wide receiver, makes his second catch of the game, the senior wideout. Caught it at the 5, turned around, dove for the goal line as he was trying to get past two defenders. Here's a QB sneak right up the middle by Murrow on third down and goal at the 1. There's no indication yet, but it looked like he had the end zone. Here it is now, touchdown. Valley Tigers with 3:08 to go in the opening quarter of play. On their opening drive, they take it down the field, 56 yards for a touchdown, and the Tigers strike first. It's 6-0.
Just a really good drive by Valley. It was nothing flashy. Being able to cap off with just a little bit of a QB sneak. Bobcats had their chances to get off on fourth down, but the Raritan pass kept the drive alive. Bobcats are going to have to come down and score.
PAT is up, and it is good by Dawson Stein. He is now 15 of 15 on the season on his PAT attempts. It's 7-0 Valley on top of Marshalltown. When we come back right here on your home for the Cats, KFJB.
This is the year to do it. You've been thinking about remodeling your home, and Lennox Employees Credit Union can help you achieve it. The new look kitchen, adding another bathroom, or creating that backyard deck patio for great summertime cookouts. A home equity loan from Lennox Employees Credit Union can make your dream a reality. They offer loans as low as 2.5%. Make it happen this year with Lennox Employees Credit Union. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. Online at lennoxecu.com.
3:08 to go in the opening quarter. 7-0 is the score as the Tigers strike first. A 1-yard touchdown run by Mason Murrow, the quarterback. PAT was good by Dawson Stein. A good leg for him. He's 15-15 on PATs. He'll kick off. Kickoff all brought to you by Five Star Real Estate Group. Kickoff is away. This one's going to be into the end zone and a touchback for the second time here tonight. Boy, he has definitely got a good leg on him in Dawson Stein, the quarterback, or the kicker, excuse me, for the Tigers. Bobcats will go on offense for the second time tonight, starting again at the 20-yard line. They did so on their opening drive of the game before they ended up having to punt it away. And then Valley answered right back, taking it 46 yards down the field on a solid drive, taking the lead 7-0. The Bobcats will look to answer back here. As the red and blue break the huddle, James Reed out to the near side, Keegan Gorsuch to the far side of the field. Underneath center for the first time here tonight, Dalen Houston. The deep back, Malachi Holmes, is checked in for the first time tonight. Valley is keying in on things, and it looks like there's an illegal formation, I believe. Well, false start, actually, on the look like that left side of that offensive line. So that's going to back up the Bobcats 5 yards. Not something you can afford to do against the Tigers.
No, not at all. We've got to play a pretty clean game, especially just going down 7-0. The last thing you can do is just another 3-and-out punt. Valley stands up that outside backer with 3 down linemen, and it looked to just shake the Bobcats a little bit.
Houston underneath center in a traditional I formation for the Bobcats. Not something you see a whole lot of the Bobcats. Fake the handoff to Malachi Holmes, a bootleg out the backside. He's got Dominic Garth open at the 20, up to the 40-yard line, and finally gets out of bounds at the 30. Excuse me, I meant to say 30, not 40, but it's up to the 30-yard line. So a great play for the Bobcats. It's a 15-yard pickup, but there is yellow on the far side of the field. It's holding on the Bobcats, and this is coming back. Boy, that is something I thought we left in 2020. We had every screenplay go for a holding call last year for the Bobcats, it seems like. So far this year, the screen game has been good. But there we go. 2 consecutive penalties for the Bobcats to start off their second drive. It's almost inexcusable at this point because you got to take care of the fundamentals in a game like this or else you're going to be down 14-0 before you know it.
Yeah, you definitely can, and it's just that small little stuff. The play call was great.
It was a little bootleg
action, and they threw that for 31 yards down at Newton as Dom just kind of leaks out the backside of the backfield, and he's wide open. Yeah. Bobcats have got to execute. This is how you beat yourself.
3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. It's a long first and 20 for the Bobcats after the holding call. Malachi Holmes gets the handoff, tries to break out of a tackle, but cannot get to the edge. It's going to be a loss of 3 yards. Malachi Holmes dropped back at the 7-yard line is where they're going to spot it now. But a loss of a couple there for Malachi Holmes. That was one where the defensive end kind of stepped in, and he tried to bounce, but the defensive end put his big old paws on him. And that number 60 is hard to break out of the reach of in Jake Allen as a senior, 6'5", 230. He's a big boy. We're talking about him before the game.
230 looks light because he is just a mammoth of a man. Yeah.
Ball sitting on the near side hash mark. Dalen Houston, quick wide receiver screen out to the far side of the field. Read by Valley, though. It's going to be a negative yard pass right there as it's caught by James Reed. He's dropped back at the 5-yard line. The Bobcats will lose a couple more yards. It'll be third down and 25.
Yeah, really on that's too far of a throw. They're playing within 5 yards of each other, and that's a 20-yard throw across the field, and the cornerback was just sitting there waiting. There was nothing good was going to happen there.
1:45 to go in the opening quarter. Bobcats down 7-0 to the Tigers. Trips to the near side, including on the inside position, the tight end and Carson Williams. Out of the shotgun, Dalen Houston's going to roll out to the near side, gives it on a handoff to the running back as he kind of reverses field, goes off of right tackle, gets up to the 9-yard line. So to get back a few yards, it's a gain of 5 for Malachi Holmes. It'll at least get Dalen Houston a little bit more room for his upcoming punt on 4th down and 21 yards to go. So a negative net for the Bobcats as far as that drive goes right there. Not what you love to see, especially stuck deep inside your own field, side of the field. High snap. Houston brings it down. A high kick again. It's not even going to get past the first down marker for the Bobcats. It'll end up being a punt of about 17 yards, and it's going to give the Tigers the ball at the 29-yard line. And that is where Valley will set up shop on their second drive of the night. So Bobcats started that drive at the 20, end up giving it back to the Tigers 9 yards ahead of that at the 29-yard line.
This is not at all how we wanted to start tonight. We talked about the keys that need to happen for the Bobcats to pull the upset, and so far we are misfiring on each and every one of them.
49 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Valley splits out 3 to the near side, 1 to the far side. They'll go to the air. Morrow holds, fires over on a slant route. He had his wide receiver, but threw just a little bit behind his intended target. It is incomplete for Aiden Price. Price comes into the night, the junior wideout, with 12 receptions, 128 yards, 10.7 yards. Per catch, so he's definitely a one of their good wide receivers in Aiden Price, but it's incomplete. He does have a touchdown pass, Aiden Price does, to his name, a 78-yard trick play for a touchdown earlier this year. 45 seconds to go in the opening quarter, second down and 10 for the Tigers. A handoff to Rankins right up the gun. He'll get down to the 25 and finally corralled at the 22-yard line. A solid gain right there of 7 yards for Rankins as he goes right up the gut. It seems like they can get that anytime they want it.
Yeah, he's already at 38 yards on 6 carries, and it's that motion to the left and to the right that kind of pulls out that defensive line to start going east and west, and it just opens these wide holes to go north and south for the Valley Tigers.
Bobcats will have to come up with a stop here in the final seconds of the first quarter to force a 4th down. 3rd down and 3. Ball on the left hash mark at the 22. Rankins right up the gut again. He has a seam, breaks out of an original tackle, but finally brought down, as that's going to be a tackle by the Bobcats in David Santa Cruz as the first quarter comes to an end. It's 7-0. Tigers in the red zone when we come back for the second quarter. Scoreboard update with Jeff Brooks next on your home for the Cats. It's KFJB.
Your State Farm agent is there, your lifeline when life throws you for a loop. Auto, homeowners, life, property, and business insurance tailored to fit your specific situation. And your local State Farm agent, Phyllis Mazur, is there for you through it all. Stop by her office on Southridge Road in Marshalltown or call 800-701-1125 to get your quote today. Phyllis Mazur and State Farm. There when things go wrong, here to help life go right.
Good evening, Central Iowa. Jeff Brooks here with a scoreboard update for you. West Marshall, it's homecoming in State Center. West Marshall faces Iowa Falls Alden, the Cadets. Scoreless in the first quarter, but they just kicked things off in the second quarter, and West Marshall already 8 points on the board. East Marshall at home or at Dyke New Hartford tonight. The Wolverines are up in the first quarter 14 to nothing. Also watching Des Moines, Roosevelt Rough Riders against Ankeny Hawks tonight, and Ankeny is up 7-0 still in the first quarter. Also, homecoming in Colo. The Colonesco Royals currently up in the first quarter 7-0 against Collins Maxwell. And down in Des Moines Valley, the Tigers up 14-0 over the Bobcats at the end of the first quarter. Now returning to Valley Stadium down in West Des Moines with Brandon Lewis and Dylan Doze on News Talk 1230 KFJB and the new 93.9 FM.
First down out of the end of the first quarter. Jeff, we are in Marshalltown tonight at Leonard Cole Field. And it is 7-0 with 11:45 to go in the second quarter as we just begin play. As the Bobcats on defense, as the Valley Tigers inside the red zone. 11 and a half minutes and counting. That's been one thing. It's been a quick-moving game so far. A lot of run plays, but also a lot of time in between as Valley's been working that clock. Trips out to the far side of the field as the Bobcats will match up defensively. Here's a little swing out to Rankins in the far side of the field. Dicey, kind of sidesteps the defender. A little bit dicey in his movement as the Bobcats finally make the tackle near first down yardage.
It was actually Deion Hutch.
Okay, so Deion Hutch, the backup running back, has checked in. So Deion Hutch, number 8, has kind of hard to read these Valley Tiger. Well, there we go. Now I see it. Number 8, definitely right there. 10:52 to go in the second quarter. That's a nice gain on second down and 10 to get it down to third down and 1 yard to go as the ball is spotted up at the 3-yard line. Inside the red zone are the Tigers. Hutch stands to the right of Murrow out of the shotgun. Runs it right up the gut. And that will get in a touch for a touchdown as he dives in late. Thought he was going to be brought down at the 1 yard line, but did dive into the end zone. And it is a touchdown for Hutch. A 3 yard rumble for the Valley Tigers. And it is now 13-0. Valley on top of your Marshalltown Bobcats.
Just right up the middle, just kicked out the nose guard and the defensive tackle, and just right down pay dirt.
PAT is up and it is good for Dawson Stein, and it is 14-0 with 10:32 to go in the second quarter. Right here on your home for the Cats, it's News Talk 1230 KFJB AM 93.9 FM.
They're there for you for over 90 years, and while they are still working on getting fully staffed, they are excited to welcome you back to dine in and have the classic Taylor's Made Right experience. Taylor's Made Right is still available for carryout orders and delivery through delivery.com. Go to maderight.com to submit an online order for shipping. Call 753-9684 for carryout. Order from delivery.com, and the dining room is open. Taylor's Made Right, here for you since 1928.
Fourteen to nothing. Valley Tigers have the lead. A 46-yard drive and a 29-yard drive here tonight for Valley. So they've had really good field position. Meanwhile, for the Bobcats, they've had a couple of touchbacks and started both of their drives at the 20, which both have ended in punts here tonight. And the Bobcats will receive the kickoff, all brought to you by Five Star Real Estate Group. Kickoff is away by Stein. It's going to be at the 5-yard line. Nick Rebick has it. He'll cut to the near side of the field and drug down at the 25-yard line. So a great return by Nick Rebick of 20 yards right there as he gets up to the 25-yard line. And the Bobcats will have the field near the near side hash mark. They'll go left to right on your radio dial here in quarter number 2. So 10:26 to go in the second quarter. Bobcats down 14-0 here at Leonard Cole Field. I'm Brandon Lewis. Alongside me, Dylan Doze. Jeff Brooks, our producer, back at the Kick Studios. And Valley already on top 14-0. You know you've got to come back here with a drive and put something together. At least move the ball so you don't give them a short field to work with offensively if you have to give it back.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't give up a 29-yard field and a 46-yard field. The Bobcats are going to have to string together some first downs.
Out of the shotgun, over to the flat at the 30-yard line. It is Gannon Williams for one of his longest receptions of the year at 11 yards for the tight end. That'll move the sticks. That's the first down of the night for the Bobcats. Gannon Williams, two receptions for 5 yards last year. It's been a little bit of a tough season for Gannon Williams, but that a good 11-yard pickup right there.
Yeah, and that really comes out of some of those actions, dragging Gannon across the field. A little bit of a rollout for Dalen, put it right on the numbers, and a nice run after catch to pick up the first down for Gannon.
Shotgun formation. Garth stands to the right of Dalen Houston. James Reed to the near side. Manny Kaparieh comes in motion, fake the jet sweep. Backside pressure, but releasing. Malachi Holmes is wide open at the 30-yard line, but the ball just a couple of feet over his head. He had him wide open, and that was going to be 6 for the Bobcats, but there is a flag down near the line of scrimmage, and that usually indicates holding, and we'll see if it is indeed coming up. I called a backside pressure. It looked like the big defensive end in number 60, Jacob Ewan, was getting held by the left tackle of the Marshalltown Bobcats. And so that'll be a penalty, as that will back up the Bobcats 10 yards back to the 24-yard line with 9:46 to go in the second quarter. So, again, kind of like we say, one step forward and two steps back for the Bobcats here. We've already seen what's at least their third penalty offensively tonight.
It's their third penalty in about the last 6 plays, and you just can't do that and expect to compete with the number 4 team in the state.
Houston underneath center. Garth in the backfield. A double reverse and not going anywhere. Manny Kaparieh will get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe get a yard, as that one, a handoff directly to Nick Rebick, and coming back the other way, heading towards the far side of the field, was Manny Kaparieh, and he tried to cut it up but could not get anything going. The blocking not quite there for the Bobcats. It'll be second down and real long. Second down and 21 yards to go for the Bobcats with 9:20 and counting in the second quarter. Ball in the middle of the field.
Yeah, it really looks like the Bobcats may resort a little bit more to the pass here tonight, looking at trying to pick up that screen game, whatever we can do to gain yards.
Bobcats out of the pistol formation. Remick is the deep back with 9 minutes to go. They'll snap it here. Rolling out to the near side. Dalen Houston, cool, calm, and collected. Fires up to the 25 to Garth. That's going to be a gain of just 1 yard, but I thought that was impressive for Dalen Houston, the sophomore quarterback, rolling out to the near side. He had a little bit of pressure in his face, but he put a little bit of a stiff arm out there, got away from the pressure, fired to Garth. Garth, with two guys on him, was brought down quickly. A gain of 1 yard to bring up third down and 20, but I know that's only a gain of one, but it just looked like it was more of a comfortable play for Dalen Houston right there.
Very well. Any other time, any other quarterback we've had would have been a loss of 6. Dalen was able to pretty easily glide out of that pressure and put it on him.
Third and 20 with 8:15 to go in the second quarter. Roll out to the far side out of the shotgun. Houston's going to look to pass and now will late over the middle of the field. It's going to be caught. I think that might be Gorsuch up at the 40-yard line. So it's going to be a gain of over 10 yards. And no, that's James Reed with the catch. Or no, was that Gorsuch? I think that might have been Gorsuch. Yeah, it was Gorsuch up at the 42-yard line. So a solid gain for the Bobcats through the air right there to gain themselves about 12 yards or so. Fourth down and short for the Bobcats. They get the Tigers to jump off sides. That's exactly what they were looking to do. A hard count by Dalen Houston. He'll get a pat from Gorsuch, and Valley will give the Bobcats a free first down. And fourth down and 4, they'll get an extra yard for a 5-yard penalty, and that will be a first down for the Bobcats up to the 47-yard line. So I don't know what you officially had it at there, Dylan, but the gain to Gorsuch was right around 12 yards, and then you got yourself a 4th and 4, and then you get them off sides. That's great. That might be one of the better plays that we've seen lately from this Bobcat offense.
It very much is, and Dalen is right on the money. I have Dalen right now. He's 5 of 6. 5 of 6, some short gains, but he's just right on the money with everything that he's doing.
Roll out to the near side. He fires high to James Reed, standing inside Valley territory at the 45-yard line. That one will sail into the Bobcat bench. Incomplete, second down and 10 as the Bobcats are snapping the ball at their own 47-yard line, trying to get themselves into Valley territory for the first time tonight offensively. But a good start for him. He definitely does seem a little bit more he's got good wherewithal. He felt the pressure. I know there was holding call on this drive already, but on that play, he felt the pressure, stepped up a little bit, and fired a good ball to Malachi Holmes, which was incomplete. Second down and 10 at the 47, ball on the far side hash mark. Bobcats going left to right on your radio dial. They blitz a screen. It's almost picked off, and it is incomplete. What a great play right there by the defensive lineman in number 88. You see him on
Eli Raritan.
Yeah, tight end in Eli Raritan, but he's at the defensive spot here. He jumped up like a big basketball player, knocked that thing down, and almost came up with the interception. It's incomplete, brings up third down and 10. Two wide receivers to the near side. Reed and Gorsuch stand to the near side. Houston barks out the signals. Valley almost jumps offside. They get back onside. Third down and 10. Timeout's going to be called by head coach Adam Goodvin. We'll take a timeout with him. Bobcats trailing 14-0 at home at Marshalltown High School at Leonard Coalfield right here on Newstalk 1230 KFJB AM 93.9 FM.
You have the school supplies, new outfits, shoes, and the senior pictures are scheduled. Senior? How did that happen? Before you know, it'll be graduation. Don't wait until spring to begin the sprucing up at home. From a fresh coat of paint to new flooring and window treatments, let Strands help you prepare for the pomp and circumstance in your future and send them off to their future in style. Start with the professionals at Strands, the flooring and paint store at 11 East Meadow Lane in Marshalltown.
7:14 to go in the second quarter. The Bobcats putting together their best drive of the night. They punted on their first two drives. They've got a little bit of momentum, but right now, backed up at the chains. Third down and 10 as they take a timeout there with head coach Adam Goodvin. What do you draw up right here? Passing play, we know that most likely.
So what they've had pretty good control of, I see Gannon's in that far slot. I wouldn't be surprised to see a little crossing route for Gannon or even try to go something on that running back screen.
7:14, here comes the snap for the Bobcats on third down and 10. Pressure from Valley. A pump fake by Houston. Throws out to the near side. He's got the wide receiver, but knocked down behind the line of scrimmage. It is complete for the intended target for the Marshalltown Bobcats in Jackson Bowie, and it is going to be a loss of 3 yards. So Bowie will make the catch, but it is going to be a loss, and it will be fourth down and 12 for the Bobcats. As the Bobcats will have to punt away. I think if they would have gained maybe 5 yards, yeah, we would have seen them go here. But since you're back at your 45-yard line, this smart call for the punt. Houston with a good snap. The punt is low. It's a wobbler. Hits at the 30. Picked up at the 25-yard line. There's blocking on the far side, and there's nobody there. Going to the far side of the field, cutting it back. Garth almost made the tackle, but could not quite bring him down. On the return, it is Aiden Price, and Price had great blocking back at the 40-yard line, and a man is down for the Bobcats, and
Jakey.
So is the flag as well. I think there's going to be an illegal block, a blindside block from the back, and Clay Jakey is down on the ground at the 40-yard line with his face planted in the ground as the trainers are overlooking at him. Adam Goodvin is also out there looking at the play call. It's going to be an illegal block called on Valley back at the 40-yard line is where the flag is down. 6:26 to go in the second quarter, just before halftime here. Valley was going to have a return all the way down to the 15-yard line as he had Price with a great return. He had a wall of defenders on that far side of the field, and he had a lot of room to work with. Dominic Garth couldn't quite get him down at the 20 and allowed Price to go up to the 15-yard line, but it's all for naught on that block in the back. So Jakey is down with 6:26 to go in the second quarter. We'll step aside. Bobcats trail 14-0 on your home for the Cats. It's News Talk 1230 KFJB AM 93.9 FM.
At Sports Plus Sports Medicine and Physical Therapy Center, we customize each patient's treatment plan to their individual needs. What does that mean? It means that not every back or knee problem is treated the same, and that your program will be unique, and designed especially for your needs or problems. This improves how quickly you will return to work or sports. The Sports Plus staff is encouraging and takes pride in your successful recovery. This is just one more reason why champions choose Sports Plus Physical Therapy as their favorite place to rehabilitate and train.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your auto owner's agent in Marshalltown, Toledo, and West Des Moines is Independent Insurance Services. Discover the power of choice.
.626 to go in the second quarter. Up on his feet now, Clay Jakey, as he was shaken up on the punt return by the Valley Tigers. And what was an illegal block. And the Valley Tigers will have the ball back at the 27-yard line on their own side of the field. So that's where they will start this possession. It was a return all the way down to about the 15-yard line. They were going to be in the red zone, but on that illegal block, it will set them up. So the Bobcats with three punts on their three opportunities and their drives here tonight. This will be the worst starting field position for the Tigers here tonight on their own 27-yard line with 6:26 to go in the second quarter, 14-0. And, of course, good to see Clay Jakey up there.
Yeah, it's definitely good to see Clay Jakey. It looks like he's got the helmet kind of taken away from him a little bit. Not sure they're worried about just precaution, just anytime it's a head thing.
Rankins with a handoff on first down. He's got first down yardage as he bounces outside. Right tackle got outside the hash marks on the far side of the field. That's going to be a run of 12 yards and a first down up to the 38-yard line, or 39-yard line, officially spotted up with 6:15 to go in the second quarter. The Bobcats will have to come up strong defensively here to shut down Valley before scoring and adding more just before halftime.
Yeah, Rankins is at 8 carries, 62 yards, and it's 8, 9, 10, 12 yards a chunk for him. The Bobcats are going to have to get some run pressure. This is usually where they rely on a run blitz.
Trips to the near side. Murrow drops back, looks to fire deep to the near side on a post route. It is incomplete. And I think looking around, people are wanting a flag, but no flag is going to be called here. And holding is going to be the call. We see a flag down at the line of scrimmage, holding on the Tigers. The intended target was Cade Graven, or excuse me, Aiden Price on a post route, or excuse me, an out route, and just not able to get there. The ball ended up sailing out of bounds. So incomplete, and a holding call will back it up. It'll be first down and 20 or so for the Tigers as the snap will come back inside the 30-yard line for the Tigers.
And this is really what the Bobcats defense has needed all night long, is just give them some real estate to protect. And it's really important for the Bobcats to be able to stop Valley here, as Valley does get the ball at the beginning of the second half. So here on first and 20, it's time for the Bobcats to make a play.
Tiger 27-yard line. Murrow with a little bit of trouble with the snap, and getting in there in the backfield is Jerome McDowell. He's in there to help make the sack, as it was Mimi at the quarterback. Who was that on the other side? I think it might have been Tristan King, who was on the backside getting a little bit of pressure, but it was definitely number 25, Jerome McDowell, getting in there and helping pick up his 20, or his about third sack of the season right there for Jerome McDowell. Might share a half sack right there, but nonetheless, a huge play. This will bring up a long second down situation for the Tigers. Second down as they'll break the huddle, as that was a loss of about a yard right there in the backfield, back inside the 25 at the 24-yard line. More of a loss than that. Here's a late screen to the inside of the field. Rankins gets the ball, and actually it was a little bit of a delayed handoff, so it was a delay handoff. He'll pick up a few yards up to the 30-yard line, so a gain of about 6 yards right there. And Rankins will make it a little bit more of a manageable third down situation. Third down at about 19 yards to go.
That's a really big deal. Yes, we gave up seven. Kind of erased Jerome's 7-yard loss on that sack. But the Bobcats now have them third and 19. This is where you can't let anything go over top. If if you're Zeke Slocum or Nick Rebic playing the near side receivers.
Snap will come here on third down and 19. Murrow rolls out to the near side, launches it for his tight end, incomplete, out of the hands of Eli Raridan. It went right through both hands off of his jersey, yeah, and it was right in the breadbasket. It's going to be incomplete on the long pass, and a Bobcat player is down back. It looks like Jerome McDowell is down. He's holding his left knee, and he's down at the 25-yard line. It'll bring up fourth down and 19 for the Tigers, but Jerome McDowell is down for the Bobcats. I didn't see what happened. Did you, Dylan?
It looks like an ankle out there. He was getting pressure. It looked like when he engaged the block, his ankle kind of rolled on that one. So it kind of looks – trainer's checking the foot, but the Bobcats – We were just looking before the game. We had 7 or 8 Bobcats in street clothes tonight.
Yeah.
It's just we're not the deepest team at that 5A mm-hmm. level, and then when you put 7, 8 injuries on that, it just gets thinner and thinner.
It is a left ankle injury, and he's being helped off the field. It definitely looks like he's kind of holding that ankle not putting any pressure on that left ankle right there for Jerome McDowell. So we'll keep an eye on Jerome McDowell here. That would be a big loss as the sophomore has made quite the impact this year. 8 tackles came in the night, 2 sacks, 2 fumble recoveries on the season, possibly picked up his third a little bit ago. He does have that ankle tape, so it might have been a little bit of a roll here. Valley, we'll see them punt for the first time here tonight as Jerome McDowell finally heads over to the sideline now. It'll be Dawson Stein over to punt this one away. 14 punts. He averages 35.5 yards for his punts on the season. And as they were getting lined up and ready to go, a false start on the Tigers. That will back them up on fourth down and 19. That's going to back it up another 5 yards. So fourth down and 24 yards to go for the Tigers. Something that I did not know if we'd see tonight out of the Tigers, but they've shot themselves in the foot on this drive here with plenty of penalties.
What I think Coach Goodwin's going to say at halftime, hey, when we don't give a half field, our defense is pretty good.
Stein will punt this away. It'll land at the 45-yard line. It will take a valley roll down to the 40 and inside the 40-yard line and finally stopped at the 37-yard line. So that's where the Bobcats will start with the football. This is their best starting field position of the night. As the Tigers not able to do anything on that last drive, the Bobcats will have 3:47 to go in the second quarter, trailing 14-0. And on their third offensive drive, we saw things start to get together. On their fourth drive here tonight, we'll see if they can kind of put it all together. It would be huge to get some points on the board just before halftime here tonight, knowing you're going to kick the ball off to Valley to start off the second half.
Yeah, and being at that 37-yard line, it's not 80 yards to go. It'll be interesting to see the strategy Coach Goodwin has in the play calling here.
Out of the pistol formation, Bobcats will hand it off on a counter play to the backside of it as it's Malachi Holmes up to the 38-yard line. So a gain of about a yard right there for Malachi Holmes with 3.5 minutes to go in the first half of action. Bobcats trailing at 14-0. Ball resting near the near side hash mark as you go left to right on your radio dial here in the second quarter.
It'll be an interesting kind of game clock management for Coach Goodwin. Got a couple timeouts left. You're not wanting Valley to get the ball back, so it's kind of a slow into the huddle, slow out of the huddle, but still needing to move it to get down to scoring position.
Now the ball spotted at the 39, so gain of 2 for Malachi Holmes. They'll pack it in tight here on second down and 8. Houston rolls to the near side, gets out of the pocket, gets past the line of scrimmage with his pass out of bounds, and the official says, yes, he was out of the tackle box. So incomplete as Dalen Houston with a nice throwaway right there. I just say nice because he's doing those things that you would hope that an seasoned quarterback would do, and finally, as he's starting in his first year as a sophomore, he's picking up on some of those things he really needs to do. I know it brings up 3rd and 8, but it just, you know, you're making – something out of nothing right there.
Yeah, he could have – don't want to take a sack there, doing the nice thing. And everything Dalen does is so smooth, even just rolling out of the pocket or whatever it may be.
Fake the jet sweep to Manny Kapari. Here's Malachi Holmes. He has the ball at the 40. Down to the 20. Pull it away. Touchdown, Bobcats. It's a big strike of 61 yards. A touchdown. They ran that play earlier. But finally, this time, Malachi and Houston hook up for a touchdown for the Bobcats.
What a play. It was a little wheel route out of the backfield. Malachi got behind the linebacker, and Dalen put it right on him. He caught it down around his knees just where he could, and then all Malachi saw was green in the end zone and outran the defender. That's a huge play for the Bobcats.
Bobcats will run a swinging gate, trailing 14-6. Dalen Houston out of that swinging gate. They'll hike it to the near side. Garth is going to push for the end zone as he was behind that line, but he will get short of the goal line, and it will remain 14-6. It's a 61-yard touchdown pass for the Bobcats to get him back on the board with 2:46 to go in the second quarter, just before halftime, trailing 14-6 when we come back. Right here on your home for the Cats, it's KFJB.
You'll have trouble deciding which Sub City sub to try first. A half or a whole sandwich, cold or hot, wraps and salads. Feeling chilly? Soup is back at Sub City with two options to warm you up when the temp is low. Come in or call ahead for takeout. Phone number and full menu on Facebook. Check it out at Sub City Marshalltown. With so many fabulous options, Sub City can fuel your family with quick, inexpensive, delicious meals. Sub City on Main Street, a proud Bobcat football sponsor.
Bobcats strike for six on a 61-yard touchdown pass from Dalen Houston to Malachi Holmes. Bobcat football all brought to you tonight by El Portal, authentic Mexican restaurant, the finest Mexican food in the friendliest atmospheres, as well as Lennox Employees Credit Union in Marshalltown. So it's 14-6 just before halftime with 2:46 to go. The band is out on the west side of the field. They're not on the field. They're on the portion of the track where you set up the high jump and things of that nature. But anyway, they're ready to go for the halftime show as we will get you the kickoff now. All brought to you by Five Star Real Estate Group. Make Marshalltown home with help from Kristen Pauly and her five-star team online at fivestarhometeam.com. Richard Toe kicks off to the 13-yard line. It'll be a good return for Valley, pushed out of bounds at the 40-yard line. As that's Rankins, the running back, who brought it up the near side. He skipped past a couple of defenders at the 25-yard line and had a nice return up to the 40-yard line. Just shy of the 40, they'll mark it at the 39-yard line with 2:40 to go before halftime. Valley, on their last drive, they had to punt it away. They just kept shooting themselves in the foot. They had some holding calls, things of that nature, and so they were not able to do anything. And the Bobcats answer right back with a 6 on the board for themselves, trailing 14-6 now.
Yeah, it was a couple penalties, the big sack by the sophomore Jerome McDowell, and then it just kind of got, when you're third and forever, you got behind the sticks, and see if the Bobcats can do that again to Valley here before the half.
Bobcats sticking strong here tonight. Rankins gets the handoff on first down, brought down by Rebick at the 45-yard line and spun down, so he'll fall forward for a few extra yards. That's going to be marked down at the 48-yard line. It'll be second down and one. It's a gain of 9 yards for Rankins, as Rankins will check out for second down. This will bring up the backup running back in Hutch. He's got a little bit of action here tonight. Hand off to Hutch, right up the gut. He'll go. Breaks a tackle at the 50, cuts it outside of the 40, down to the 35-yard line, and pushed out of bounds inside the 35 at the 32-yard line. Hutch sidestepped the defender as he got the handoff, and that'll be a solid gain on second and one to get inside Bobcat territory. And just like that, two plays and inside Bobcat territory.
Bobcats are doing some weird things here, some uncharacteristic. I think it happened to our linebackers again, trying to tackle the running back at the shoulder pads. You are never going to bring down a running back full speed by his shoulder pads.
Shotgun formation, handoff to Rankins. Rankins will go outside on a sweep to outside right tackle, breaks a few defenders, and finally brought down Keegan Gorsuch in the middle of the pile to bring him down for the tackle. But before it's all said and done, Rankins inside the 25, brought down at the 24-yard line, and another nice gain of 8 yards on first down, bringing up second down and two as the Tigers are moving quick. Right to left on your radio dial. Out of the shotgun. Now they have a hurry-up offense in motion. A quick pass out to the far side of the field. It's caught and quickly out of bounds. It's going to be a first down for Aiden Price as Price is pushed out of bounds. And that's actually Chase Hutchinson, number two. Yeah, he'll get out of bounds quickly. Hutchinson, a junior at 6'2", 180, got out of bounds down to the 15-yard line. Right around the 16-yard line is actually where it's going to be spotted up at the 16. A timeout's going to be called on the field. And so that's going to be out of bounds. And that is a gain. Did not quite see. 8 yards.
8 yards.
8 yard gain right there for the Tigers, and a timeout going to be called just before halftime with 1:34 to go before halftime. We'll keep it right here. Bobcat football tonight, all brought to you by Taylor's Made Right. Made Rights can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. Visit maderight.com. Also, tonight's action brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors, located in Marshalltown. Phyllis Mazur, State Farm agent. Our goal is to protect what can go wrong and invest in what can go right in Sub City in downtown Marshalltown. 1:34 to go before halftime. The Bobcats going to try to come up with a stop. Tigers are inside the red zone. You really got to stiffen up defensively, and the corners can't get beat deep on a deep ball. They tried it down here on their opening drive. They took a long shot, and it wouldn't be a surprise to see them try to rip one off here on first down and nearly inside the red zone.
One of the real big things is the linebackers have to get proper depth for any crossing pattern going over the middle, because you don't want to sneak that crossing route behind.
Rankins will get the handoff inside, and he'll be stuffed before he can get going. As Rankins gets the handoff and losing his helmet is Dominic Garth. He was there to make the tackle. That'll be a loss of 1 yard back to the 17-yard line. The ball will be spotted as Danny Rankins Jr. got the handoff, and a big stop right there for Dominic Garth as the Tigers are in the red zone. So it'll be second down and 11 yards to go. Ball spotted on the right hash mark, going right to left on your radio dial. Two wide receivers to the near side for Mason Murrow. The quarterback for Valley takes a snap. Three-step drop, quickly back. He has a wide receiver open. Slocum tries to make the tackle. Will at the 5-yard line, brought down at the 4-yard line. That's going to be a first down. It'll be first down and goal at the 4-yard line for the Tigers. That is a good reception right there. Just a quick little out route. It was Cade Gravengood. Actually, Aiden Price, number 5?
I had Cade Gravengood.
Okay, it was Gravengood, number 6 on the reception right there, and he cut it to the outside and got that first down. First and goal at the 4-yard line, and a timeout's going to be called by head coach Adam Goodwin for the Marshalltown Bobcats. Take a timeout with them, 54 seconds to go before halftime. A goal situation, goal-to-go situation for the Tigers when we come back right here on KFJB.
I can't believe it has been 10 years. This is Heidi Kaizen from Hen and Chick Studio in Conrad. We are celebrating 10 years in business, and you're invited to the party. Sunday, October 3rd, Hen and Chick Studio will be open noon to 5 p.m., serving cupcakes and having in-store and online specials too. Please RSVP for a cupcake at henandchickstudio.com/party. That's Sunday, October 3rd, noon to 5 p.m. We'd love to see you. Thank you for 10 great years.
Coming up after the game tonight, stick around for the postgame show. We'll name our Calvin Rocket Bar and Grill Player of the Game, all brought to you by Calvin Rocket Bar and Grill in Marshalltown. Open for dine-in, patio, or to-go. Visit them pre- or post-game. Proud to be part of the Bobcat community. First and goal from the 4-yard line for Valley on the left hash mark near side. 54 seconds to go before halftime. Rankins on an end around the right tackle. Boy, he's got good speed, and he's got the end zone. A 4-yard touchdown run for Rankins off right tackles. He cut it back up the middle and runs it right into the end zone, nearly untouched, sidestepping a few Bobcat defenders. And just 4 seconds off the clock, it's now 20-6, Valley on top.
Yeah, the outside safety was coming up, and Rankins just juked him, shimmied his shoulders to the right, jump cut left, and it was nothing but pay dirt.
Stein on for the PAT is up, and it is good. And he's made 3 of 3 tonight on his PAT attempts. He's 17-17 on the season. We're back in 30 with the Bobcats trailing 21-6 before halftime right here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM 93.9 FM.
Celebrate Oktoberfest this Thursday through Sunday in downtown Marshalltown. Enjoy the crafters and merchants, the carnival, great food, and a classic car show Friday night from 5 to 8 p.m. Motorcycles welcome. Live music Friday night at 7:30 p.m. with Sail On, a band playing Beach Boys music. Saturday morning, the Grand Parade starts at 10 a.m. Saturday night live music with an 80s rock band. Oktoberfest.com for details.
Oktoberfest.
Bobcats trail 21-6 here in the second quarter with just 50 seconds to go before halftime as Valley puts together a nice... Welcome back. Sorry about our technical difficulties there as we lost our internet connection, but we are back here. Well, it was a 61-yard touchdown drive for Valley just before halftime. 21-6 is our current score. Bobcats got the kickoff, all brought to you by Five Star Real Estate Group, and started this drive as it was a touchback on their own 20-yard line. So the Bobcats with the football run it on first down. They do get about 2 yards right there, bring up second down and 8. Timeout is called. That's the last one for the Bobcats here in this first half of action with 42.7 seconds to go in the second quarter. Well, you want to see if maybe potentially you can get yourself down the field here in a little bit, but the Bobcats will have to be careful with that football to not turn it over.
And I believe that was actually a timeout by Valley.
Oh, was it?
Valley's
okay.
Looking to get that ball back again. They scored pretty effortlessly on that last drive. They're seeing, can they get that 2-for-1 deal, get another score before the half and get it right back.
So the Bobcats not able to do anything there on first down. They run it for just a couple of yards to bring up second down and 8. They'll break the huddle underneath center. It'll be Dalen Houston. Houston barking out the signals. He'll hand it off to Rebick on an end around and a sweep back to Manny Caparier, and he'll be stopped at the 20-yard line. It'll be a loss of a yard. It'll bring up third down and 9 yards. Third down and 9 with 35 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Timeout called again by the Tigers. And that will be their last timeout. So they will potentially.
They won't get the ball back.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
This is.
So it'll be 40 seconds on the play clock and 40 seconds on the game clock.
It's an interesting end to this first half. There's a little bit of fireworks all around trying to figure out timing situations. The press box is where all the fun happens. But here at Leonard Cole Fields, Bobcats down to number 4 Valley, 21-6. See if we can just get to the half here and recoup.
Coming up at halftime, we'll talk to Lucas Johnson. He is the golf head coach. We'll talk about one of our favorite Bobcat players, Grant Griesel, who does a nice job on the golf course as well, one of the top golfers. Handoff for the Bobcats. It'll be to Rebick on third down and 9. Rebick will go over right guard. He'll fall forward for a few yards. It'll be a gain of about 2 yards for Nick Rebick as he gets himself up to the 23-yard line. So it'll be fourth down for the Bobcats, and they will not have to snap it again, and they'll head to the locker room down 21-6. At the half. So that'll be your halftime score. We'll get you stats coming up and highlights as well. As the Bobcats have put a touchdown on the board. We'll talk about just how they scored. It's 21-6 at the break here at Leonard Cole Field at Marshalltown High School on Newstalk 1230 KFJB AM 93.9 FM.
The final, the biggest, and the best town festival of the summer and fall is this weekend in Marshalltown, Oktoberfest. Enjoy the carnival with lots of kids' events. Today, see the classic car show, crafters and merchant booths, and the Beach Boys tribute band, Sail On. The 5K and 10K run is Saturday, with the legendary Grand Parade starting at 10 a.m. The band, The Hype, plays from 7 to 11 p.m. Sunday, it's the motorcycle show, food vendors, beer from the Thirsty Pig, and a good time for all. Oktoberfest. Full details at Oktoberfest.com.
You look forward to retirement as your time to relax. But now that it's here, turns out relaxation is overrated and you'd rather get back to work with an idea of your own. Wells Fargo Advisors can help. For more than 125 years, We've created wealth management and investment strategies aimed at achieving our clients' personal financial goals. When retirement plans change course, turn to Wells Fargo Advisors. Together, we'll go far.
Wells Fargo Advisors is located at 14 East South Ridge Road in Marshalltown. Call them at 641-752-5401. They're a member SIPC.
Welcome into the Bobcat Halftime Report. Here's the voice of Bobcat football, Brandon Lewis.
Well, at halftime, the Bobcats thought they were going to find themselves down just 14-6, but they give up a late score with just 50 seconds to go before halftime, and the Bobcats trailing at 21-6 at the break. Dylan Doze alongside me. I'm Brandon Lewis. Great to have you tuned in here tonight to Marshalltown Bobcat football. The Cats off to a good start here tonight for the most part as far as defensively goes. They did give up a touchdown late in the first quarter, but I thought their defense here tonight has played well, kept themselves in the game. The offense was slow starting. They punted on their first couple of drives here tonight, but figured it out on their fourth drive of the night where they were able to get some points on the board.
Yeah, the defense is a little bit of an incomplete grade for me. It's hard to really judge a defense base when they're given a 29-yard field of what they're going to do. Tigers have scored touchdowns on three of their four possessions, but when given the long field, the Bobcats defense did a good job. Offensively, again, we're kind of sputtering running the ball, but Coach Goodwin each week has expanded that passing game, and Dalen's taken it by the horns. He's had 10 passes in this first half, completed 60% of his passes. I have him down at 90 yards in the air, including his first touchdown pass of the year. One other thing with the sophomore signal caller is it was his first touchdown pass of the year. He has not thrown a pick all year. He's been good with the football. We saw his athleticism being able to avoid the grass. The fact there are mountains out there wearing Valley Tiger uniforms, and they have not gotten a sack of the quarterback yet. And a lot of that has to do with Dalen's athletic ability to get out on the edges and be able to either complete a pass or to throw it away.
Well, the Bobcats trailing 21-6 at the break. And, of course, the first half, it was Mason Murrell with a one-yard touchdown run. PAT was good. With 3:08 to go in the opening quarter play, Bobcats trailed 7-0. Bobcats would trail 14-0 just a little bit later, about five game minutes later. And the second quarter with 10:32 to go, a three-yard touchdown run by Hutch, the backup running back, and Deion Hutch. And that was his third rushing touchdown of the season on just a 29-yard drive. They had a short field. Bobcats and Tigers would trade punts, and the Bobcats would set up at the 37-yard line on their own side of the field, the best starting field position of the night. And they would drive down the field and get one big play to get themselves inside into the end zone for the first time on the evening. And the play sounded like this. Fake the jet sweep to Manny Kaparieh. Here's Malachi Holmes. He has the ball at the 40, down to the 20, pull it away. Touchdown, Bobcats! It's a big strike of 61 yards, a touchdown. They ran that play earlier, but finally this time Malachi and Houston hook up for a touchdown. Yeah, and just a little swing round out of the backfield right there to Malachi Holmes. And Malachi Holmes did a nice job. We were talking about he caught it at, like, his knees.
Yeah,
that was able to not fall over and continue to pull away from the defenders.
That was an athletic play across the board. You and I probably could make that play, but very few other men on this earth could do it. Yes, on a full sprint.
Only because I got a massage today and my lower back wouldn't tighten up on me. I'm bending over like that.
Caught it at his knees, was able to gain his feet, and then he pulled away. It was spectacular. Great job by the junior.
It was really, really good. I think that's one thing to keep in mind. I know you're listening to this game maybe thinking, okay, Bobcats down 21-6. You know, Valley's always traditionally very good. They might not come back in this game. Let it play out. But my other thought is, too, there's a lot of – and we talked about this with some of the players. I was talking to Lucas Nick Lucas, the starting center, thank you, earlier this week. And, you know, that's what, there's a lot of starting juniors. There's going to be a lot of returning experience next year. Plus, your sophomore quarterback is going to be a junior next year, a year older. I mean, this is a team that, you know, we continue to see strides each week. Plus, you know, this is going to be valuable experience when these guys are all seniors next year.
Most definitely. I was looking at my spot chart here, and I was thinking of the same thing, and it really happened. We were looking down a couple of former Bobcat linemen from last year are in the crowd tonight, and so I looked down at that line. Tristan King's the only senior that's starting on that. This is a brand-new offensive line this year. Next year there's going to be a lot more of consistency. Malachi Holmes is another underclassman, along with Rebick, another underclassman. But really, as we look at it today, and we were talking about this pregame, is we'd like to see this somewhat like the Dowling game last year. In the positive, it's been that way, being able to get a touchdown early. But in the negative, it's been that way, giving up a touchdown right before the half to make it that two-score lead and then getting the ball in the second half. This is last year Louis Brooks went off from that wide receiver position. This year the Bobcats are going to have to make a play. What I like from the Bobcats, we've caused turnovers all year long. What I also like from the Bobcats, for the most part, we have kept turnovers down from the offensive side. So if the Bobcats can make a big play early, steal a touchdown here early, we've got a ball game in our hands. If they just give in and allow Valley to march down, it may be a long second half.
21-6 at the break. When we come back, it is Lucas Johnson joining me. We'll talk golf. Yeah, boys, fall golf when we come back. This is your home for the Cats. It's News Talk 1230 KFJB AM 93.9 FM. Streaming at 1230KFJB.com.